But what this means is that the government is not prioritizing the issue of higher education, particularly the issue of tertiary education students who are failing to access education, because the government is not remitting money from the treasury to make sure that the universities get access to this money. Our gut feeling is that much as the blame is being put on the Minister of Finance, it is not the Minister of Finance to say that is check the fake, because it's a whole government-owned process. And when government is able to prioritize its services to the nation, then it means that education will be prioritized. So we are talking about priorities.
Now, we're seeing here that 10 universities, 10 state universities are owed close to $100 million. What does this mean for the country when we see that students are unable to be given their right for education?
Well, it's doing for the country, like I said. Because for any nation to be successful, for us to develop our economy, for us to develop as a nation, we need to invest in education. Not only higher education, but from primary school to secondary school to higher education. So the moment we fail to invest in education, it means we are failing to invest in the development of our country.